Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Scripture tells us that there will be signs in the heavens that indicate the nearness of the Lord's return. Acts 2:20 tells us, "The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord." What is a blood red moon? Simply put, a blood moon is a lunar eclipse where the surface of the moon only appears red because of the dispersed light from the Earth's sunrises and sunsets. Interestingly, we are scheduled to have 4 blood red moons in the next year and a half. This has only happened 7 times in history. Each time it happens, something significant happens for God's people. With your love gift of $15 or more this month, we want to send you our coaching CD, The Mystery of the 4 Blood Red Moons. Discover with Pastor Sharon Colasino and her guest, Joe Akers, what's behind the blood red moons and where they appear in Scripture. Write to us. He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
Tim, it's such a joy to have with us from Fairmont, West Virginia, Everlasting Covenant Church. He is an associate pastor there, and he's an evangelist. We're referring to Bill Preston.
Awesome, awesome man of God. The last time that he was on Connected, he brought forth fresh revelation knowledge concerning the topic and subject of revival. And ever since the day of Pentecost, Bill, when the Lord poured out his Spirit upon all flesh, sons and daughters have been prophesying. Young men have been seeing vision. Old men have been dreaming dreams. And I've been doing that a lot lately, so I must be getting older.
Join the crowd.
So we're thrilled to have you on this edition today of Connected. And the last time you were here, you were making mention, as I was saying, of the day of Pentecost. I like to say it this way. How do we know that Jesus arrived safely in heaven? Because the Holy Spirit arrived safely on earth on the day of Pentecost.
Praise God. Yes. Beautiful point there. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, God says these words, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beast of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength." Here the fig tree, I believe, speaking of Israel, nation of Israel.
Yes.
The regathering of the nation of Israel. But he also mentions the vine. I believe the vine represents the church.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, "I am the true vine. You are the branches."
Mm-hmm.
So God is speaking to us today. He says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God.
Mm-hmm.
For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month."
Mm-hmm.
Here again is speaking about that provision God made for the children of Israel when they went into the promised land. They would not rely upon human effort, but they would have to trust God for the rain of heaven. And God would send the early rain in the fall to soften the ground for the sowing of the seed, and then in the spring for the harvest to mature the crops that they might be gathered in. And this is a picture, a foreshadow of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
The early rain there at Pentecost when Peter stood up to preach and the gospel was preached, Jesus Christ and him crucified. 3,000 souls were saved that very first day.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to notice something different as we get into this verse of Scripture. Joel says, "It shall come to pass afterward."
After.
"I will pour out of my Spirit."
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And he's taking us clear to the end when Israel is regathered, that last generation.
Mm-hmm.
But Peter says it shall come to pass in the last days.
The last.
And the last days refers to Pentecost up until the present time.
That's
We've
right.
been living in the last days.
That's
Surely
right.
we are at the last of the last days.
Amen, yes.
So we are to expect, if the latter rain was poured out of Pentecost, or the former rain poured out of Pentecost, then the latter rain will be poured out in our day.
That's right.
Because Israel has been regathered. He says in verse 24, "And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil." Now remember in Deuteronomy chapter 11, God promised them that he would give them the corn, the wine, and the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Again, types and shadows. The corn representing the bread come down from heaven.
Yes.
The word of the living God, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God."
Mm-hmm.
The wine representing joy. Jesus gives us the new wine, the joy of the Holy Spirit. We remember the wedding at Cana when Jesus turned the water into wine and brought joy. and then the oil representing the Holy Spirit. And God said, I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. So we're living in that time of restoration. God is restoring to the church the fivefold ministry.
That's right.
The gifts of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, the unction of God to do the supernatural work of God in the earth today. And notice what he says in verse 26, and you shall eat in plenty. Hallelujah to God. He set a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And he says, you will be satisfied.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
A couple of weeks ago, I was ministering over at the Union Mission in Fairmont, and I preached on blind Bartimaeus. And God led me to speak about drug addiction and the bondage and the hell of drug addiction. It's nothing more than a demonic control over people's lives.
That's right.
And I gave the invitation, and two men accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Praise God.
After everybody left, a woman came to me and she said, I want you to pray for me. I'm bound by drugs. And in the name of Jesus, I took authority over those evil spirits. And that look on her face changed to a look of joy. And she said, I felt a warmth come all over me. Even my ears were warm, she said. And she said, I'm going to start going to church.
Praise God.
And I said, glory to
God. Praise God.
This is what it's all about, Brother Tim.
That's right.
God working through his people.
Yes.
That's right.
Praise God.
He said, you shall praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed.
Praise God.
God doesn't want his children to be ashamed.
That's right.
But you know, we've seen the falling away. Mm. We're living in the Laodicean church age.
Yes.
But praise God, there's also a Philadelphia church.
That's right.
There is a remnant church that is hungering and thirsting after God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit, there's nothing like the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And he said, you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
Amen.
You shall know that I am in the midst of the church when we begin to put on Christ and walk in the
Praise
power
God.
Of the Holy Spirit. He said, these signs shall That's follow right. them that believe.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I thank God that I'm a believing one.
Yes, yes.
And we can do the works of Jesus.
Praise God. You know, we teach at our church here in Grantsville, first of all, there is the believer, secondly, the disciple, and thirdly, the sons and daughters. And man, it seems like when you become a disciple, you're a follower of Jesus Christ. You're imitating, according to the Amen. Word of God, Jesus Christ. And then to become a son and a daughter is to manifest everything that Jesus said that could be manifested because of the indwelling presence and power of the Holy Spirit. We are the sons of God,
Amen.
Ready for full manifestation.
Praise God. Paul said in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God,
That's
they are
right.
the sons of God.
That's right.
And the implication there, they are the mature
That's right.
sons of God.
Yes.
That's right.
As we spoke a little bit earlier, when the Spirit of God comes into your heart at salvation, your spirit cries, Abba, Father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you're a newborn babe in Christ. We
That's
need
it.
To grow up into Christ
That's right.
and be led by the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, our time is about over today. I want you to pray for those listening right now that grab a hold of this and desire this. We are living in the last days, and I believe that the church is going to leave victorious. I don't
Amen.
Believe it's going to leave defeated. I heard one evangelist say, the Lord's not coming for a rickety bride that's going to walk up the aisle with a cane or a walker. The bride of Christ is going to be glorious. And
Amen.
If the church was birthed in power, it's not going to leave in no less than
Amen.
Power. And would you pray for God's
Hallelujah
people today?
To God.
Praise God.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I count it an honor to be here today to approach your throne of grace in behalf of your church, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, God, for the bride of Christ, the church. And Lord, I pray your richest blessing upon your people. You have provided heaven's best. The greatest gift to the believer is the gift of the Holy Spirit, because he brings to us all that Jesus is, all that Jesus does. He brings to us and to our remembrance the Word of God, and He endows us with power to do the works of Jesus. Father, baptize in the Holy Spirit your people.
Yes.
No matter what name is above the door of their church, we are one in Jesus Christ. And I pray, Father God, that you would perfect that which is lacking in our faith.
Oh, yes.
That we may stand before you and see ourselves as you see us. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Attention, ladies. Registration for Women of Valor 2014 Beyond the Open Door is underway. Don't miss this exciting event. Join us at the World Lighthouse Worship Center, April 24th through the 26th. Worship led by Brian and Michelle Tunstall and the Awakening International Worship Band. And special speakers include Libby Fannin, Deborah Sprague, Sharon Colasino, Rebecca Polis, Melissa Flores, Margaret Viss, and Timothy Colasino. Visit us at worldlighthouse.org for more information or to register.
What a joy it has been to have Pastor Bill Preston with us all the way from Fairmont, West Virginia. Always a joy. And I'm going to pray for those who need prayer in just a moment. But before I do, I want to remind you of the coaching CD that we're sending out this month of April. And if you haven't given this month, we do need to hear from you. The coaching CD is on the mystery of the four blood red moons. Now, I know there are books out about it. And some have said, well, I just don't have time. I'm not a reader to sit down and read a book. Well, you can listen to the coaching CD. You will understand so much, I believe, when you listen to it. The four blood moons, they are happening. Yeah, they started this month, and it will conclude in 2015. So you need to know about what has happened in history around this time. What possibly is on God's calendar? Write to us, $15 or more. He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net. I want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you are a present help in time of trouble. And for these prayer needs where people are in trouble, they have physical sickness, they have problems, they have even marital problems, children going through things, unemployment. Father, I thank you that you shall supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you said you heal all of our diseases. So I declare healing and health over these prayer needs now in Jesus' name. And for marriages, oh God, touch hearts, deal with hearts. Deal with hearts, I pray. Oh, Father, they would surrender all. They would come to the foot of the cross. They would receive you as Savior. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. Praise God. My time is up for today. Don't forget, Women of Valor begins tomorrow evening. You can still register online at worldlighthouse.org. And for more information, go to worldlighthouse.org. It's at the Lighthouse. It begins at 6:30. Registration begins at 5:30 tomorrow evening. We look forward. It's going to be such a Jesus Holy Ghost filled time. You need to get under the spout where the glory comes out. You know, we don't know what the future holds, and it might be a key that will unlock some things in your tomorrow that will cause you to persevere, cause you to overcome, and cause you to walk in victory. Get equipped for the days ahead. God is a good God. He has good stuff for his people. WorldLighthouse.org or 301-895-3868. Let us know you're coming, and we'll look for you at the door. We'll register you there. But the information is on WorldLighthouse.org. Bye-bye for now. We will be back tomorrow right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.